There aren't many times where I talk about a theatrical production and I suggest to people what they should wear to the theater. But here, maybe a life preserver with a bathing suit. You'll hear why in a moment. It's at the Broadway Playhouse, the show called Titanic. Now through, it's been extended already through July, the Broadway Playhouse at Michigan Avenue and Chestnut. It's a production of Broadway in Chicago with the Porchlight Music Theater. The Titanic director and co-writer is here. Ty Blue, what is this show all about?
Hello, thanks for having me. Yeah, Titanic. It is a fever dream of comedy and camp and musical excellence, wherein Celine Dion hosts a very special evening where she tells the audience what she thinks happens on the Titanic.
And was I right? Do you have to? Are you going to get wet when you go see the show?
Well, hopefully you're wet with tears of laughter. I will say, if you're seated down front, you might be in a bit of a splash zone.
Really?
Proverbially. Well, you know, it's down front, you get a little bit of interaction. So we'll call that like a so-called splash zone. But no harm. No one gets actually wet.
You know, I find it fascinating that this terrible disaster, really one of the worst disasters in many ways on the planet,
yeah,
is now being, or has now been celebrated in several movies and several different theater productions, including this one, which is a comedy. Where did you get the idea that say, okay, we've seen it this way, we've seen it this way, we've seen it that way. There have been books written about this as well that I left out. And now I'm going to have fun with this.
Yeah, you know, it is a crazy thing to think about, turning a tragic event into a really fun night out on the town, seeing a musical. But, you know, it's really about kind of poking fun at the movie and the kind of iconography of the film. You know, people joke all the time about, you know, could Jack have fit on the door with Rose in the film? And so just kind of leaning on the DNA of that, but also it's about Celine Dion's connection to the film and singing that incredible, you know, main theme song and her kooky, crazy storytelling abilities. It's really about inserting Celine into the nostalgia of the film is really what this is about.
Did she have anything to do with this in any way? Does she know about this?
Her people have come to the show. You know, I've been fortunate enough to meet with them. Her sister came, her sound designer came, her background vocalist has come, and they've been very supportive. She's not officially involved, no, but we do have their blessing, which now, is a nice place to be.
Now, Celine Dion has been poked fun of in many different ways now with her health issues. You don't see that as often, but really, I can't think of a more dramatic performer in many. I mean, she could sing The Phone Book, if people remember what a phone book was, and make it sound very dramatic, and her arms would be flailing and tears would be running down her eyes. I mean, she's just one of those singers. I mean, do you have some of that connection, if you will, in the show?
Oh, absolutely. And her innate theatricality is why I think the show works so well with her as the storyteller, because she is so, yes, she's kooky and she's crazy and she's silly, but she's also so genuine and vulnerable and open, you know, emotionally, that it helps to kind of move the story forward with a lot of heart and a lot of camp.
Now, we know the music from the movie. Do we actually hear it?
No, the thing about Titanic is it's basically a Celine Dion concert where we use all of her songs to kind of retell a new version of the film.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah, and if you're a Celine Dion fan, all your favorite songs will be in the show.
Even songs that Celine sang but have nothing to do in any way other than what you have put together, like All By
That's
Myself
exactly
and to Love You More, and all those other songs.
Yep. We found a way to kind of meld her world with the world of the movie. So all of your favorite hits are in there.
All right. Well, I'd still bring an umbrella if I were you. That is at the Broadway.
I'm not going to disagree.
Thank you for playing along with me. I'm talking to... What? What was that?
I said absolutely.
Thank you. At the Broadway Playhouse, that's Michigan Avenue in Chestnut, the co-writer and director of Titanic, Ty Blue. Thank you very much, and this sounds like so much fun. Thanks, Ty.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.